now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
And we're number two of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. If you're just tuning in, you missed the first hour of the program, you can check it out online, radioforall.net, or you can podcast the show through iTunes. We are now into the top 10 of the top 20 this week, and it all comes from earshot-online.com. Brian, please let them know what they'll find if they head there.
Yes, you should go and check it out. Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every single week by the National Campus Community Radio Association, and some fine volunteers involved with Earshot, which is your national top 50, the most played albums across Canada on campus and community radio every single week. We play you selections from the top 20, but there's so much more to go and check out in your own spare time. The top 50 is a combination of over 30 campus community radio stations' own top 30 charts within their own communities, and you can go and find all those, as well as genre-specific charts, both nationally and regionally, for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues. There are monthly and yearly countdowns as well, and in addition to that, you can find some interviews, reviews, and loads more, many of which are from the things and artists hitting our charts, but lots of new things as well to discover on there in addition to that. So be sure to go and check it out, earshot-online.com.
Awesome. And you can find us online, earshot20 at gmail.com is our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you in the form of a feature. We will play something from your latest release and give you an interview. Did that earlier in the program, the first hour of the program. Woodland Telegraph had a pretty cool project they were working on, three-part series, a trilogy, so you can check out that interview as part of the program in the first hour on Radio for All or through our podcast on iTunes. Now, I have to say that I enjoy, there are a few things I enjoy as we get later in the year with this show, and it has nothing to do with the music. The music's great, but it has everything to do with the fact that it stays light out long enough for you not to have to turn the fluorescent lights on in the production studio, because the natural light from outdoors lights the room long enough for us to be able to leave the lights off.
And you can be out enjoying our show on the beach.
It's true.
Some nice beach
You could
tunes.
Be barbecuing. I intend to do that over because it's going to be nice.
I feel like the months that you barbecue are more numerous than the months that you don't, though.
I will
barbecue. Like, oh, I haven't barbecued since 3 weeks ago.
I did have a barbecue when we had those nice days in March. But it's getting now nice and really nice weather. So I was able to walk around today without a jacket on. So that's big news. That is big news for spring. We've got the top 10. We're going to get to it right now because there's so much crammed into this hour of the episode, of the show, that we don't want to waste too much time. We've got an interview coming up with one of our artists who are on the charts. Steven's going to have music news. We'll give you a little look at the lowdown as well coming up in a little later on in the program. Right now, we'll kick it off at number 10.
Yeah, this is a pretty happening episode for sure. It's been a long time since we've had six new artists in the first top 10, and we do have another new album for you in our next top 10, as well as a new number one, as we've mentioned. But some mainstays sticking around here in this hour of the program, some great new records, lots of Canadians. Sarah Neufeld at number 10, dropping just one spot this week, is The Ridge. You're going to hear From Our Animal. Then you're going to hear Over It by Junior Boys, Big Black Coat at number 9, up for number 11. And shortly after that, you're going to hear from our number 8 artist and a track from them as well. We'll let you find out who it is in just a few moments. The other.
to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Jim Kilpatrick, a.k.a. Shotgun Jimmy, released his seventh release, Field of Trampolines, in March. Jimmy is going to be touring to support the album, and we caught up with him to chat. Jimmy, great to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And I got to tell you, when I read the title of the album, all I could think is that would be awesome. Just a field of trampolines. Just sounds awesome.
Well, that's the reaction I was looking for.
So, the album, did you have a specific direction that you were thinking about or you were taking when you were writing and recording, or did it kind of just flow together as you worked on it?
Yeah, I wasn't intentionally planning on writing a summer good times tour loving record. I think I was probably just feeling those things, and at a certain point it became obvious to me that it actually is a pretty cohesive group of songs when you put them together. So it wasn't intentional, but I'm not surprised that it worked out that way either.
And it is a very fun album, which can only mean that the tour is going to be fun. And May kicks off a pretty big tour schedule for you that will take you through most of the summer. What are you looking forward to most about getting on the road now that you have released the new album?
Getting back to New Brunswick.
Awesome. We'd love to have you, too.
I miss it out there. I can't tell you how much, actually. I'm looking forward to getting out to the Maritimes. I'm going to be at Sappy. I'm not playing at Sappy Fest this year, but I'm coming. I haven't missed one yet. And yeah, so because of my touring schedule, it means that I get out east twice this summer, which is a good treat for me now that I'm located in the prairies.
And let's chat about the video for Field of Trampolines. It's the title track from the album, and the video is the product of 16-hour Potter's Wheel painting session that created over 70 different acrylic works. How did you come up with the idea for this video?
Well, I'd been thinking about how the song felt sort of psychedelic and free and flowing, and I was reminded of, at some point, I was reminded of the opening title sequence for The Science of Sleep, that film by Michel Gondry. Are you familiar with that film?
I'm not, but I'll watch it now.
Well, it's an incredible movie, so it's worth watching beyond the title credits. But at the beginning, anyways, there's these paintings that are made on a spinning canvas. And what Gondry did is he made the camera spin at the same speed as the canvas, so that instead of you witnessing the painting turning, you just see the effects of that gravity is having on the paint, and it's moving out and blossoming in this really beautiful and sort of psychedelic way. So I was thinking about that, but I had also experienced this moment on a flight where I was trying to film the propeller outside the window of the plane, and I was noticing that my iPhone camera was able to, not that I was operating a camera phone while the plane was in flight, but I think you're actually allowed to do that now. Anyways, I noticed at one point that the camera was seeing things in the propeller blade that my eye couldn't. And it seemed like it had this window into what was happening with that spinning propeller blade that was beyond my optical abilities, my eye sensors. Anyways, I did a little bit of research, and I found out that the iPhone actually is scanning what it's seeing and putting those scanned images in sequence, so it's effectively animating what it's looking at. And the result is there's these strange oscillations that sort of occur where things seem to appear to be moving backwards and forwards, and there's these unusual occurrences, and I thought that that weird oscillation might partner well with the psychedelia of the song Field of Trampolines. So I got my hands on a potter's wheel, and I watered down a bunch of paint and got it to the correct viscosity so that it would move and flow on the canvases, and prepared a whole bunch of canvases, and because it took so much work to get all that stuff set up, that's why I did the 16-hour long session, to sort of maximize while I was making a mess, because it's a really messy experiment. Anyways, that's the reason for making the video.
And it sounds really funky, but it also sounds like there's a whole lot of physics or some sort of math involved in there, too.
Well, I was just counting on dumb luck. I was looking for a gift from the cosmos, and I received one.
And so in addition to the tour you've got coming up, what's the rest of 2016 look like for you?
Well, I haven't announced yet, but I have a pretty extensive European tour that's going to be coming out on the heels of the American tour, or the Canadian tour, which is exciting because You've Changed is now a worldwide record label, and they have distribution all over the world, so it's opening up all these doors and other possibilities to travel to further places and eat more exotic cheeses and taste delicious beers and whatnot.
It all sounds awesome and exciting, and we're really excited for you. Excited to have you back on the East Coast. ShotgunJimmy.net. For more, Jimmy's record can be purchased from the You've Changed Records website. And Jimmy, it's always great to catch up, and wish you the best of luck on the upcoming tour.
Thanks so much for having me back on the show and having me back on the chart.
Shotgun Jimmy right now on the charts. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Project 9. Surfing with the
It's the Earshot 20.
That was our friend, Shotgun Jimmy. I like to hope I can call him my friend. He's a super nice guy.
I think he would appreciate friend, yeah.
Project 9 is a track from his new record, Field of Trampolines, this week at number 8, dropping just a couple of spots from number 4. It's out on You've Changed Records. Before that, and before chatting with Jimmy, you heard from Junior Boys a track called Over It from the album Big Black Coat. At number 9, up 2 spots this week, and dropping just 1 spot was Sarah Neufeld. The Ridge is her latest record. You heard a track from that one called From Our Animal.
Check Jimmy out online and check out that tour schedule. Lots of great shows coming up in and around your area, so make sure you get out to see him. Probably a pretty entertaining show. He's a pretty energetic and fun guy. Just you could tell that just by the interview. So, all right, here we go. We're going to keep the countdown going, rolling along. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear Vulture by Iggy Pop. He has a new album out called Post Pop Depression. It was at number 23 last week, and it's at number 7 this week. Following that, sitting still this week is Charles Bradley from the album Changes at number 6, Things We Do for Love.
Fat black vulture, white head hung low, chewing dead meat by the side of the road. His evil breath smells just like death. He takes no chances, he knows the dances. Vulture!
That was Things We Do for Love by Charles Bradley. His newest album on Daptone Records is called Changes. It sits still this week at number 6. Before that on our charts, number 7 up from 23, Iggy Pop and his newest album, Post-Pop Depression. You heard Vulture.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. We've got more music news on the way for you right now with senior editor of Exclaim magazine, Stephen Karlick, who is on the line. And we will get things started in this hour with news, not so great news, about something that happened at a concert.
This is a pretty awful story, actually, to be honest. So pop punk unit, The Story So Far, currently on tour across North America in support of last year's self-titled LP, but things took an unfortunate turn while the band were in Toronto this past weekend. Fans shot footage from the group's scheduled stop at Toronto's Mod Club on April 10th, surfaced online and shows singer Parker Cannon forcefully kicking a female fan off the stage during a performance of their song High Regard. The clip sees a series of rowdy concert goers getting in on the action, playfully jumping on and off stage in the spirit of punk rock fun. But when the aforementioned female fan hops up and whips out her phone to take a selfie, Cannon dropkicks her in the back, sending her face first into the crowd below. It's, crashing a stage to take a selfie isn't the best thing to do, but Cannon's reaction is pretty gross. You can see the video at exclaim.ca. It certainly got a lot of comments from our readers, some of which were less satisfying than others, but see for yourself online, and maybe something to know before you head to a Story So Far show.
Yeah, it's rough.
I mean, a lot of people are making the argument that, you know, it's punk music, you should know what you're getting into, blah blah blah. But I mean, it's one thing, I've been to plenty of punk shows and plenty of people get pushed off stage and they push each other, but to kick someone in the back when they can't see you off the stage, I mean, he could have broken her back, she could have hit the pavement face first, you never know. And it's worse things have happened. People have died at shows falling off the stage into the crowd. So
yeah, a little aggressive, but hopefully just beware, buyers beware, if you're going to one of their concerts, just be careful out there.
Yeah.
All right, we've got news also about Led Zeppelin and a potential plagiarism case that could be coming against them.
Yeah, against their biggest hit, Stairway to Heaven. A judge has ruled that a plagiarism case against the band will move forward and be put before a jury. The case was brought to the courts by Michael Skidmore, a representative for late Spirit frontman, that's the band Spirit, Randy Wolf. Before he passed away in 1997, Wolf complained about the likeness between his own band's 1967 song Taurus and Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, which was released 4 years later. The two bands toured together briefly in 1968 and 1969, and while Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page admits that being on the road may have helped influence his songwriting, he calls the plagiarism accusations, quote, ridiculous. As reported by Reuters, Judge Gary Klausner ruled that there are, quote, substantial similarities between Taurus and Stairway to Heaven in the opening 2 minutes, which he deemed, quote, arguably the most recognizable and important segments of the songs. According to the report, the defendants argued that Wolf was a for-hire songwriter, voiding his claim to copyright, and that the chord progressions under scrutiny were, quote, so cliched that they did not deserve copyright protection. So, I mean, you can read more about this at exclaim.ca. They will be going to trial starting May 10th. Klausner dismissed Led Zeppelin's bassist John Paul Jones and Warner Music Group from the case. So it's now just between Page, Robert Plant, and, of course, Michael Skidmore. So we'll have to see. This doesn't include Dolly Parton, whose song We Used To also rips off the opening of that song. So not to complicate things.
Yeah, it's always interesting. I guess, where do you draw the line in terms of what is, applications of other artists' creative pieces, I guess. And it's just, it's a strange world.
I mean, it also would blow open the gates for basically the rest of Led Zeppelin's catalog, which is all comprised of, you know, blues recordings that are sort of cribbed here and there from the 30s, 40s, and stuff like that. So we'll have to see.
Oh, well, wish them best of luck. Well, hopefully things work out for them. We will round it out with news about festival news. Interstellar Rodeo has revealed a lineup.
Yeah, so after branching out eastward to Winnipeg for its inaugural edition in Manitoba last year, Interstellar Rodeo has announced its return to the province with an impressive lineup. This year's Winnipeg edition will take place at the Forks from August 12th to 14th and will include headliners Wilco, Case Lang Veers, that's of course the new project featuring Nico Case, Katie Lang, and Laura Veers, which we're very excited for, Serena Ryder, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, White Horse, the Strombellas, Lee Fields and the Expressions, Sky Diggers, Tao and the Get Down Stay Down, and many, many more. Weekend passes are available for purchase starting tomorrow, Saturday, April 16th, at an introductory rate of $142. From then, there will be early bird passes and more. You can read more about the festival at exclaim.ca.
Awesome. Well, check it all out, and it's a great place to get all of your music news, and you can check it out on the stands as well. Stephen, thanks very much for joining us again this week. Welcome back, and we are on, this is actually episode 190, so a few more and we'll get to 200. We'll have to do something big.
Wow.
I know. It's going to be huge. Huge, to quote Donald Trump badly.
Huge.
But we'll turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
My song pick of the week this week, I may have chosen a song by him earlier, but I truly am obsessed with this Montreal composer. His name is Jean-Michel Blais. He just released his new and first album titled Il, simply the two-letter French word. It's out on Arts and Crafts now. The guy released his album quietly and by himself over a year ago on his Bandcamp. Arts and Crafts discovered it, and they're putting it out. It's a minimalist piano album, and it's frankly my favorite album of the year. It's so incredible. And this is the title track from it. It's called Il. It's absolutely gorgeous, and it's on Earshot Radio.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue featuring Drake, Lapsley, Violent Femmes, Ethan Hawke, Dirty Nil, Bauer, Intuit Over It, Matmos, Loretta Lynn, Charles Bradley, and more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 5.
said no, no, no.
Earshot 20. Number 4.
Saw the pictures, read all your darkest thoughts while you were waiting, ready to brush me off. We could be friendly, we could be out of touch, we could be famous, or even infamous. If you are, come back, but never call it off. Come back, but don't turn me down. Don't waste my time pretending love is somewhere else. Come back, but never call it off. Come back, but don't turn around. Stop wasting time pretending love is somewhere else. Should have been easy.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break from the charts one last time. Actually, we're not taking a break from them. We're just taking a break from the actual countdown to let you know what's debuting below the top 20 this week. We do it every week just to give you an idea because, of course, the top 20 comes from the national top 50. We can't play the whole top 50 every week, but we'd like to tell you what's new on the charts below the top 20 because they might have a chance of making it in to the program. Here's a lowdown.
Yeah, below the top 20 this week, starting at number 44, we have 7 releases. The Zorgs with Chew on It. Bob Mould at number 38, Patch the Sky. And the latest album by Soons, Hold Still. That one's pretty much guaranteed to make it in the top 20. Pretty popular band who were on our charts quite a bit with their previous release and their latest debuts at number 35. The Wet Secrets have a new EP out called I Can Live Forever at number 31. Matthew Barber and Jill Barber putting out an album together called The Family Album at number 30. Laura Sauvage at number 28. Topping our lowdown at the highest spot is Extra or De Normal.
All right, thanks for that, Brian. We've got three more tracks now before this hour is complete. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number three.
All right, sitting still in that spot, it is The Great Detachment, the latest from Winter Sleep. Here is Spirit.
Why didn't you roll it? a strange, strange town. Didn't you hope that everyone would come on and crowd around? Didn't you kind of hope they'd come and bow down? Didn't you feel a great gift before this? And you know there's something wrong here, but you don't know what it is. Could it be me? Could it be me? Could it be me? Could it be me? And you know something's not right here, but you don't know.
Number one. I don't believe in suicide. Rock and roll's contagious smile. I ain't fooling. Oh, all that road that's hanged up to your head. Circumcised and debuts all confusion. Feel. Rocking rules and
It's the Earshot 20.
A new number one this week. It is Black Mountain with a new album called Four, up from number five. Sitting still at number two, you heard Nap Eyes Thought Rock Fish Scale with a track called Roll It. Should also say that track by Black Mountain was called Defector. And we kicked off that set, our last this week, as we round out our most played albums of the week with Winter Sleep. Sitting still at number three, The Great Detachment, you heard Spirit.
All right, and that does it for another week. As Brian said, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Hammond, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We're doing this every week, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. The show airs every week out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus community radio station, from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus community and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for airing the program. You can also find us online at radioforall.net to download the program or podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and check us out next week. We will have another countdown for you. Until then, though, enjoy more great programming. It's on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.